I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Psychological trauma at any age affects humans in many ways. Outcomes of trauma, they can range from drug addiction, homelessness, incarceration, to suicide. And early childhood trauma is especially harmful to the brains of children. However, researchers are also realizing that humans are resilient by nature, and many experts believe there is hope and help for people who suffer. As part of National Mental Health Awareness Week, Idaho Public Television will be highlighting many local and national programs that focus on awareness and the resiliency of the human spirit. On Monday, October 7th, IPTV will air statewide a highly acclaimed documentary that focuses on adverse childhood experiences. This documentary is called Resilience, the Biology of Stress and the Science of Hope. And then after that, there will be a three-part panel discussion with statewide experts. Joining us live in studio are Roger Sherman. He's executive director of the Idaho Children's Trust Fund. This is the state affiliate of Prevent Child Abuse America. And Gene Mucci, community health manager at St. Luke's. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
We've had both of you on the program before, and Roger, you've been in before talking specifically about these adverse childhood experiences called ACEs. For people that are not familiar with that term, very quickly, just give us that definition of what it is.
Okay. So it stands for adverse childhood experiences, and there are three parts to it. Some is childhood abuse, childhood neglect, and serious family dysfunction. And it's responsible for 8 of 10 of the leading causes of death. So it's a significant, those are significant things in people's lives.
And as research is showing, there are these, basically a domino effect in many ways. If experts do not step in and help these children, correct?
Well, it's something that impacts us lifelong. And so what they found is that even 50 years into the future, they find that it has physical effects and then behavioral effects from the onset to going forward. So more people will smoke, more people will be obese. All of those things can be connected to those adverse childhood experiences.
And Gene, why is it so important then to be, you know, concentrating on this and having this conversation?
Well, as Roger said, when it impacts, and you know, the science is between 7 and 8 of the 10 leading causes of death, we know that we can prevent early. Mm-hmm. And really even getting upstream of adverse childhood experiences is really looking at the adverse community environment. So what are the environments and neighborhoods that create ongoing trauma? And so when kids' brains are bathed in adrenaline and cortisol, so stress hormones, their body reacts like it's constantly under stress and duress. And so that creates a state where we get sick. And so we need to teach kids how to be resilient. You're not really born necessarily with this large ability to cope. It's learned. If we have kids who fall down, we teach them how to get back up. They're not afraid to walk because they're being taught that we've got support and you can do this.
And sometimes you fall down, you have to get back up.
That's right. And so, but they know there's support and safety. Yeah. You're going to be okay. And so that's really important to understand how we get even further upstream to prevent.
So let's talk about this upcoming event at Idaho Public Television on Monday, because first, and this will be statewide, where there is this documentary, as I mentioned, that will be aired. And within this documentary, they're looking at the research, as you mentioned, Gene, that has like toxic stress, how it can trigger those hormones in your brain and actually change your brain. But then they're also looking at what, cutting edge science, but field tested therapies for kids.
Right. And the exciting part of what we're going to do next Monday is have Idaho experts who are going to talk about the things that we are doing in the state and they are doing in various for children, for teens, for adults, and how we can impact it. Because the real thing is about building resilience, is about strengthening our capacity to deal with the things that come at us. Because so many times I think we're caught in that, you know, that some of these things are fate, but what we all say is ACEs are not destiny. ACEs can be changed. As Gene said, resiliency, I mean, we don't say resiliency is necessarily inborn. We know it can be developed, and it's developed when we have support from our families, from friends, from teachers, from all of the people who can be a part of our lives and change the environment in which we grow up.
And Gene, I know the documentary, I believe, is set in the San Francisco Bay Area. So some people might be thinking, well, okay, this is a Bay Area experience. But numbers are showing where Idaho stands when we look at ACEs, correct? And we're not necessarily doing as well.
And we don't really have large concentrated data studies in Idaho yet, so we anticipate the numbers will actually be higher the more that we actually do research. So, yeah, our ACE scores for three or more actually trend above the national average for children who've experienced three or more adverse childhood experiences. And so we're trying to figure out, too, at the state level, what do we do? And the Idaho Resilience Project has formed, and that's a statewide collaborative that Roger's also part of. And we're really going to put emphasis around what our state response is from people who are helping kids be resilient. Schools are doing magnificent work in this area. Mm-hmm. But how do we start to really link arms to make sure that we're building healthy and resilient communities where resilient kids grow and thrive?
We recently did a training with some folks, with teachers and paraprofessionals in Twin Falls. And right after we showed this film, we said, okay, so this isn't here, but how does it feel to you? And the first teacher raised his hand and said, you know, we could make that documentary right here.
Hence why Idaho Public Television is showing this documentary. And then let's talk about the resiliency part of this with the panel discussion, because this part is called Resilient Idaho, Hope After Trauma. And this is the three-part panel. And Roger, the importance of breaking this panel up into these three parts, is it because it looks different for every age group or how we even go about helping people within these age groups?
So... All of those
things. All of those things you just said,
you know, and more. But also because of brain development, I mean, there are different things occurring at each of those stages of life. I mean, young children and you know, in the early stages, it's the most impactful thing. You know, our kids come out of or are born with about 30% of their brain developed, and so much of it is developing between 0 and 5. Adolescence, teenage time, you know, that's going to be another time when there's significant things going on in the brain. And so, you know, some of those adverse experiences mm-hmm. can really have impact at those ages. Again, all of this stuff is best when we deal with it at the earliest stages. We know that people, you know, as you're older, some of those issues manifest in other ways, you know, in physical problems, again, that may not ever have been identified as being part of your experience of holding that stress in your body.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, the more we can understand this, maybe the more compassion we can have, too, for people that have experienced this.
Absolutely, because most of the time, people whose children are experiencing high numbers of ACEs have themselves experienced yeah. high numbers of ACEs. So if you think about a child born to a mother who's addicted and incarcerated, that child automatically has already experienced 2 ACEs before they're born.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. My guests today, Roger Sherman and Gene Muchie, they will be part of Resilience Idaho, Hope After Trauma. That will be October 7th, Idaho Public Television, the evening of October 7th. I will actually be moderating those panels. Thank you again for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Everyone who was on the show, our listeners who commented, we always appreciate that. It's Wednesday. Have a great day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. See you back here tomorrow.